USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Flight issues continue to add up across the U.S., according to FlightAware, saying over 2,800 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been canceled today. And as the winter storm traveled across much of the USA this past weekend, we're learning a staffing crisis was brewing for Southwest Airlines.
Southwest is under scrutiny from Washington for its holiday storm freeze-up. The airline that flies under the stock symbol Love said back on Monday that its reduced schedule would extend until at least Thursday. The company's CEO says the airline is trying to end this rolling struggle. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
An oil spill off the Texas coastline, which happened during the holiday weekend freeze, is being blamed on a cracked pipeline. Around 3,800 gallons of light crude went into the Corpus Christi Bay, but experts say that's not as bad as it sounds.
That's actually about 90 barrels of oil, which is next to nothing.
But Texas petroleum expert Carr Ingham says this is the third oil spill in the last 2 months. The U.S. imposing new restrictions on travelers from China due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. All air passengers at least 2 years of age originating from China will be required to show a negative COVID test no more than 2 days before their departure. Pope Francis seeking divine inspiration from worshipers as his predecessor falls seriously ill.
Pope Francis is asking for prayers for former Pope Benedict XVI, saying his predecessor is very sick. Francis made the surprise appeal today at the end of his general audience. The 95-year-old Benedict resigned in 2013. He was the first pope to do so in about 600 years. He's been living in the Vatican in a guest house ever since then. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
It's a slow recovery for Buffalo, New York, as crews from across the state help clear several feet of snow. The National Guard digging out residents in need, and New Jersey's Task Force 1 going door-to-door checking on senior citizens, while Nassau County sent more than a dozen crew members to help with rescue and recovery efforts.
They stopped and asked me, did I need help? And I told them yes, and they stopped, and they did me. And then they saw him across the street, and they helping her, and then I asked them nicely, can they do this lady over here? Because she's in her 90s, and that's what they're doing right now.
Major highways are open, but several secondary roadways need to be cleared, which means a driving ban remains in effect for the city of Buffalo. Rising temperatures also helping, with temps in the 40s midweek. A Delaware man convicted of being a leader in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is sentenced to prison. Barry Croft Jr. of Bear was sentenced to 19 and a half years behind bars today for plotting to kidnap Whitmer over her COVID-19 restrictions. U.S. District Judge Robert Junker said Croft was more culpable than other co-defendants and thus got a steeper sentence. A Southwest flight to Oakland from Honolulu had to be diverted not because of company errors or the weather, but because of a fight. According to officials, the plane turned around mid-flight Tuesday because of a disturbance inside the passenger cabin. The flight rescheduled for today. This comes on top of mass flight delays and cancellations at airports across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax, extra, loss, plus, less.